call item six.
Item six is from the Office of the Sheriff requesting the creation of a monthly Huber parking fee of $25 at the County Correctional Facility South.
We have representatives from the Sheriff's Department. Please identify yourself.
Thank you. If it pleases the Chair, Inspector Edward Bailey, Biesenboy, A-I-L-E-Y. I won't do that again. On behalf of Sheriff Clark, joined by Major Nancy Evans, whose appearance is on record, and we anticipate being joined shortly by our Fiscal Affairs Manager, Mr. John Preby. So what's interesting on this is, as this is largely a fiscal matter, a matter of detention, any opening comments I'll allow to you or John to make.
Good morning.
Good morning.
John Preby, Fiscal Administrator for the Sheriff's Office. Although this has been couched as primarily a fiscal matter, it really is a partial solution to the transportation issue now that the Huber inmates are being housed at the South facility. There has been concern raised about how that would impact their ability to get to work. So one of the options that we have brought forward is to allow them to park at the facility. We were advised by Corporation Counsel that if we chose to charge to allow them to park at the facility, that would in effect be a change in the board rate, which is set by ordinance. So the county board would have to set that rate. We don't have the authority to set a rate. So what we are proposing then is a partial solution to the transportation issue is to allow inmates on Huber housed at the South facility to park their vehicles on the county property out there and charge them a parking fee of $25 per month to do so.
Thank you. Certainly field any questions the committee has. I will say this. I had a similar conversation with my daughter as I dropped her off at Greendale Public High School this morning and looked over at the student parking lot and had a conversation about what Greendale is currently charging, the student parking fees that I never had to pay when I was in the Joel Barlow High School class of 1984 and drove to high school each day. And I will simply say that the fee that we look to charge to offset provision of that service is much less than what the students at Greendale High School are paying. That's an editorial comment, then we'll take any questions. Thank you.
You want to ask a question?
Yeah. Okay. Well, more of a comment.
We do have a speaker, but all right, Supervisor Weishaupt.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just think this, you know, we have to look at the population of the people who are on Huber, and if this is realistic, you can say $25 isn't a big thing. Yeah, it's not a big thing when you're living with your parents and you're going to high school, and it's a choice. The fact is that this is a huge burden on people. If you're in this situation and you're on Huber, believe me, there probably isn't a whole lot of things going right in your life that, you know, at that time. And this is just another $25 a month. And it's $25 taken away from a family in Milwaukee County. That $25 may, you know, go to pay for school supplies for their kids or to put food on the table, that kind of stuff. And I just think, you know, we have plenty of space to park vehicles out at the correction facility, that this isn't an undue burden on Milwaukee County to say that, hey, you can park your vehicle here. I just don't want to add to, you know, more of the complications that people have in their lives of they have to come up with $25, and if they don't, somehow it's going to pass through to some collection agency and end up being some enormous bill. You know, we've seen that before where a simple parking ticket in the city of Milwaukee turns into a stay at the House of Correction. And I just think that kind of stuff is just, you just have to say enough is enough, that these people aren't made of money. The reason they're in the House of Correction is because it didn't manage their affairs too well to begin with. So I would hope that we wouldn't make any more complications in these people's lives and just hopefully help them turn around their situation instead of putting another burden on it. So I would actually like to make a motion to deny at this time.
We do have a speaker that I think might be useful for us to hear from before we get a motion. We have the esteemed Judge Deputy Chief Maxine White. Judge White.
Thank you. My name is Judge Maxine White. I'm here on behalf of the courts, acting on behalf of Judge Kramer's and the other 46 branches, asking you to do what the supervisors just... He stole my thunder. I also would like to compliment the board for recognizing that this is not a favor having this come before you. Actually, Section 303.08(4) requires that the sheriff come before you to make such a change, and that it requires that deliberative thought be given to charges of this type, and that the entire board pass a county ordinance to tack on more fees. And that's because in the same subsection, the county board purpose behind Hubert is also stated. It indicates that the county could even elect to furnish a pay for the transportation of prisoners employed or receiving training under this section to and from the place of employment or training. So that to ask them to pay that which we have already committed behind the purpose seems to go against the purpose of trying to prop them up and get them to be responsible citizens. $24 surcharge is already there in the courts. The judges have recognized that tacking on too much really equals to failure. So I think that you already have the message that this population is already depressed. I think there's one bus route, 137. If you're lucky to connect with it on the right end and get off on the other end, you still have to walk 0.2 miles to get to the gate. And so we're asking you for the fiscal note of $3,000 to reject this and continue getting much more than just $3,000. I think that the sheriff department predicts that they'll get a $3,000 out of this, but I think you get a whole lot more if you allow them every opportunity to get that training and do that work so they can restore themselves and become taxpaying citizens. So thank you for listening to us in the courts.
Thank you. Supervisor Broderick.
Thank you. I would direct a question to the Sheriff's Department and ask if corrections officers or any other county employees are charged a similar fee for parking on the grounds of the Old House of Correction. What do we call it now, Mr. Preeby? The South Facility?
If it pleases the Chair, the County Correctional Facility, South Division.
Thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor. Within the construct of your question, because I always like to answer the question that's been asked, at the South Facility, I'm unaware of any charges for employees. At the Central Facility, the other detention arm, there is no parking provided for the employees. They do pay to park downtown, which is a dichotomy within our detention footprint, that our corrections officers that work at South have free parking, and the correction officers that work downtown have to make their own parking arrangements with the loss of the pit parking that was underneath the Market Interchange when that was taken away, a privilege that I enjoyed when I was a young deputy sheriff working downtown. Thank you.
Madam Chair, I would assume that this originated this policy decision from the sheriff personally because it bears all the earmarks of his unusually punitive attitude toward inmates. Madam Chair, I would move denial.
All right, we have a motion for denial. Any the others? Supervisor Weiss and then Supervisor Johnson. Supervisor Weiss.
Does the command staff at all pay any parking fees anywhere?
If it pleases the chair, there are captains who, because of their position, have agency cars. And those agency resources are typically, largely, I would have to search to think of an instance in which they weren't also provided parking. But we have many command members, lieutenants, and captains that don't have that and do not have provided parking within the footprint of the sheriff's office and have to make their own arrangements. So there are instances of both. But to answer, I think, the heart of the question, most command members within our agency do have provided parking.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Mr. Priebe has a point in the event that the resolution is voted down. He has a question of law that might have a bearing on the vote that he'd like to make prior to the vote, I think.
Mr. Priebe.
Just for clarification, this happened in my idea, not the sheriff's.
I'm surprised.
As the custodian of county resources, I always attempt to find ways to protect and manage those resources. And since the parking lot is county property, I first started out saying, well, let them have access to that property, but it didn't seem appropriate to simply give that away, so I suggested charging a fee. And that comes to the board. If you don't want to charge a fee, I'm not opposed to that at all. I just put it out there as an option. But just for clarification, if you're voting down charging a fee, still part of that issue of custodian of the county resources, I think you maybe need to take an action to authorize the use of that parking lot by the inmates. I'm not sure, that's more into the legal issue than mine. Again, I just put it out there as an option to help reduce the transportation issue. Step one, allowing them to park. Step two, do we charge a fee? And just bring it forward as an issue for you to determine.
Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. My question regarding the $24 daily fee, to what extent is that collected? Once it's been levied, to what extent is that collected for those who are?
If it pleases the Chair, our general experience with the inmate population, especially ones that do suffer true indigency and a lack of funds, is that we'll run negative accounts on their inmate account, and that money that's later deposited can go to offset those costs prior to any other purpose, with the exception of things like bail monies and things that are more statutorily driven. In terms of an estimate for what percent we would expect to see in terms of actual collections on a fee such as this based on other fees that we've imposed, I think I'll punt that over to Mr. Priebe.
Mr. Priebe.
Just for clarification, the $24 fee is only charged to employed Huber inmates. So there is a source of funds. If, in many cases, we try to implement a wage assignment that we get their paycheck, we deduct our fees, and then turn the balance over to the inmate. Now that technology has changed and many places don't issue paper checks anymore, those who have electronic deposits, we can't implement a wage assignment to have those checks come to us. The inmate is required to bring in a payment in order to continue going out on work release. So we don't really have a collection issue for the employed people, and those are the ones that are being charged. And with the economy as it is, it's 25% to 30% perhaps of the Huber population are really going out on employment. Others go out for childcare, for medical reasons, for school, they're going out for other reasons, and those individuals are not being charged the $24. Only for the employed inmates.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Any other questions, Supervisor Rice?
May I ask Judge White if she could to provide that reference that she provided in her comments, the statutory reference again?
I'll give you a copy.
Chapter 3.
It's on the 920 of the resolution.
And the assertion. Was judged that requires the
county board
to do what?
Judge White, and then Attorney Reed.
It's 303.08.4.
Right, I've got it here in front of me. I'm just wondering again if you could tell us the import of that as it pertains to this particular resolution.
Well, the sheriff wanted to do it without your approval. My appreciation is that you recognize that he's not doing you a favor by coming before you. He's compelled to by the law. Only the county board fixed the prisoners board in the jail is fixed by the county board after passage of an appropriate county ordinance. And I think that the attorney for the county appropriately indicated that your approval, the full board, is needed to add on to those charges. And the last sentence of that section says, the county board may, by ordinance, provide that the county furnish or pay for the transportation of prisoners employed are receiving training under this section to and from the place of employment or training. And I didn't bore with all of the historical background on Hubert, but it's to get them to work and to do everything in favor of getting them to work and training, not against it.
Thank you, Judge White. I think you were responding to comments that were made prior to your to your coming forward.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Supervisor Rice.
Maybe I pose this to Mr. Grady.
All right.
The section that was just referenced, this last sentence of sub 4, says that the county may provide that the county furnish or pay for transportation of prisoners. But is that really what's before us today? This is a charge that's being imposed upon an inmate to park a car. And it's not really the county furnishing or paying for transportation.
Attorney Grady.
I was not the person who was consulted from our office on this. I think the person who was is probably retired. But I expect that the answer that was given was this is part of the conditions of user release that we're putting on this person, and the county board has the authority, not the sheriff, to establish charges for that user program, if I can put it that way. I haven't had a chance before this moment to even look at this, but
okay.
I believe that was the rationale that this is part of the user program. There's a charge related to their user work, and that has to be authorized.
Which is consistent with what Judge White was indicating. Supervisor Rice, any further questions?
Not at this time, thank you.
All right, we have a motion for denial before us. Supervisor Weishan.
Hearing the discussion, actually I think we may have a better solution that will clear up some of the policy issues, and I would like to withdraw the motion to deny, and instead, on line 41 of the ordinance, say any Hubert inmate who parks a vehicle at the county correction facility south shall be allowed to park without charge.
All right, Supervisor.
I withdraw my motion to deny.
And you are making a motion to amend the resolution. Supervisor Broderick, having withdrawn the motion to deny, we now have, I believe, properly before us a motion to amend. Any questions or comments on Supervisor Weishan's motion to amend the resolution, basically making the resolution giving inmates the ability to park at the county correctional facility south without charge? Any questions on the amendment, Madam Clerk?
Johnson?
Aye.
Weishan?
Aye.
Cesars?
No.
Broderick?
Aye.
Rice?
No.
Madam Chair?
Aye. Motion. The amendment passes 4-2. And on the amended motion, Madam Clerk. Resolution. On the amended resolution.
Do we have a motion?
Motion to approve.
Okay. Johnson?
Aye.
Weishan?
Aye.
Cesars?
No.
Broderick?
Aye.
Rice?
No.
Madam Chair?
Aye.
The item is approved, 4-2 as amended.
Thank you. Madam Chair, I ask unanimous consent to vote in the affirmative for item number 5. Unless there's an objection.
Any objection? None.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Okay. We are on item number